interesting poem. Let's go over in our Bibles, if you will, to Romans chapter 1 and verse 8. Romans chapter 1 and verse 8. Paul said, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." I'm going to preach about faith later on this morning in the regular message. And I'm going to preach and talk about faith tonight, unless the Lord changes my mind between now and then. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19, which is one of my favorite verses. 1 Corinthians 15, 19. In 1 Corinthians 15, 19, as I was reading this poem, it came to mind. It says, "If in this life only, if in this life, this present life, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable." As I read this poem, my mind went back a long way in time. And I thought about a lot of different things that have happened in my life. And as I'm looking through here, I hope I can find this poem. I ran off a copy of it. And I'm the type of person that whenever he goes to places where experiences with loved ones have happened, that a lot of things flow through my mind. And I hope I'm not the Lone Ranger. I hope the same thing happens to you so you can relate to this. Like when I go back to Augusta, I remember when Mom we'd go out and pick pecans. And I think, pick up pecans. And I think I passed the place where we used to do it. They used to have a lot of wild pecan trees out in the country. And it's kind of a marshy area. And I think about Mom and I, and I think about how much fun we used to have. And I think about things like, I remember when there were certain things that Mom liked. She liked certain seasons of the year, and she liked certain experiences. And we tend to relate everything to feeling. We have a sense of taste and touch and hearing. And so I remember the things that Mom liked to eat, to taste. I remember the things she liked to feel and touch. I remember the experiences she used to have. And when I go down Ramsey Mountain into Batesville, all the things about my grandparents' flood back and the things they enjoyed and the things I enjoyed. So as I read this poem, I thought about faith, and I thought about the kind of faith that God means for us to have. And this was just before I came out here, and I didn't really have a lot of time to think about it. But this is the poem that my wife's mother, who was a member of this church, wanted read at her funeral, and so they read it. Starts off with, "Do not stand at my grave and weep." Why do we stand at a grave and weep? Is it just because we will miss them and won't see them anymore, at least in this life? Well, certainly that's part of it. But I think sometimes we tend to forget that they can still see and taste and touch and feel and have all the experiences that we're associated with in the flesh, except they're things that they can sense and taste and touch and feel and see spiritually. And in reality, if I understand the scriptures correctly, Lazarus in heaven could dip his finger in water, so he had a spiritual finger. He could see, he could hear, he could taste. And so I think sometimes we just tend to look at that body and we say, well, there my mother is, there my father is, there my loved one is. And we just weep and weep and weep because we look and we say, there they are, they're cold and still and they're not here anymore. And it just breaks our heart. So I'm thankful that Imogene's mother chose this poem. "Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep." And I particularly appreciate that because Mother and Dad and my grandparents and my loved ones, there were lots of things in life that they enjoyed. They enjoyed the same thing that you enjoy on a hot summer afternoon back when we didn't have air conditioning, sitting on the porch, a cool breeze coming across their face. They enjoyed looking at a beautiful snow when it was glistening. And back then you didn't have to drive 40 miles somewhere. It was just an enjoyable experience. And the point that this poem is making, hey, I'm not asleep. I am not there. I'm not in that grave. I do not sleep. Now, I'm showing this for a reason. According to the Word of God, this is truth. And if you have faith, this kind of faith, and if you have this kind of hope, it can help you face the adversities of death with a realization and thought process of, you know, this is right. So why am I so concerned? I am a thousand winds that blow. I remember sitting on the porch and Papa Mac and Thiel in the evenings and before the lightning bugs came, and it'd been a hot, sultry day, and for some reason, many times, long about dusk, just before the lightning bugs started, the cool wind would begin to blow across the porch and I'd feel it on my face and they'd feel it. And you know, I'm not kidding you, I'm not just making this up. I've often thought about that, and I thought, you know, how wonderful it would be if Thiel and Papa Mac could just feel that same breeze coming across and could sense it, you know, and I think about when I sat on the porch with them. But, you know, they haven't lost their sense of feeling. They can still detect the wind, and here I am grieving because they're not on the front porch anymore. And that old expression we used, they're so much better off. Well, it's a good expression to use. And it's one that should be used. But sometimes we use it so much, it's almost like it's in desperation and hope that it's true. It is true. And they really are a whole lot better off. And the wind and the things that they feel are just as real to them now, even more so than they were here. I am a diamond glint on snow. And when it snows and I think about the Christmases I spent at Batesville and I think about the tree as it sat there by the window, and I used to look out. Sometimes I would get to go home, go up there for Christmas, and the kids would be home with their parents, which were Papa Mac and Thiel, and I was really the youngest son in the family because there was only about 9 years difference between their youngest son and myself. And I think about how wonderful it was, and I relate back to those experiences, and I think I would see this glint on the snow. I know what it's talking about. You get up and there it is, and the sun comes up, and there's a beautiful snow outside, and you can just see the diamond glint on it. And it's Christmas time, and you're there with the people you love, and the people love you, and it's a diamond glint. And I think, and now I think back, and I think, you know, Papa Mac and Theo saw that same glint that I saw. They had the same emotions that I saw, or at least related. Well, look, do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. So that's the way that I face death now, and that's the way that these emotions, when they flood in over me, I don't allow them to conquer me, because Papa Mac and Thiel now can still experience the same things they always experienced. They have spiritual eyes, they have spiritual ears, they have a spiritual sense of touch, and they're not dead. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I asked a fellow one time, you know, I was just kidding about going up to preaching revivals, and I had one just the other side of Chicago, and he says, you know how to get to Chicago? I said, yeah, I know how to read a road map. He said, I'll tell you. He said, all you got to do is go to Memphis, make a left, and when you see the last cornfield, turn right. And that's about the way you find Chicago. But you see ripened grain, you see wheat fields, you see cornfields, and you see the gentle swaying of the wheat in the field, and you see the sunlight on it glistening, and you think how wonderful it would be if some loved one that I knew could see this beautiful sight of the ripened grain and the sunlight on it. And the truth of the matter is, I don't know why we think things like that, because I am not there. I do not sleep. And I'm very thankful that Imogene's mom, Blanche Bond, had this read at her funeral. I've never seen the poem before till this morning. And as I stood there and looked at it, I thought, my goodness gracious. And it helped me, and I thought, that's wonderful. I, I'm just going to start thinking more like that. I am the gentle autumn rain. I remember when it rained and Papa Mac, and well, Papa Mac was usually at work when it rained, but sometimes it would rain on Sunday, and sometimes it's a gentle autumn rain, and Papa Mac and Thiel and I would sit on the porch, and you could hear the rain coming down the leaves and the trees. And we'd sit there, and Papa Mac and Thiel would talk about things that happened when they were kids and when they were little. And it made me realize they went through all the same experiences I went through. It's nothing new for them. They've just gotten older and wrinkled. And I guess maybe now that I'm 64, I can look back and I can relate to that more. And they talked about things that happened in the old Ham schoolhouse and different things. And they love that gentle autumn rain. They love the sound of it, just like I did. I never asked them, but I think we all have basic human emotions that are the same. And I don't think they're always tied to our flesh. I think that the spirits that we have inside, belonging to God, can sense the same thing. I can't say this for certain, but I believe it. I would almost say it for certain. I believe that in addition to the creature that lives in my flesh, enjoying a thousand winds and the gentle autumn rain, I think my spirit enjoys it too, because I'm saved, I have a spirit, I have a body, and I have a soul. And I think those things that happen, I think our spirits enjoy it. I think it's my spirit that enjoys a gentle autumn rain and sunlight on ripened grain and diamond glen on snow. And their spirits are with the Lord, and they're very much alive. I am not there. I do not sleep. And I think when you talk about faith and you talk about hope and you talk about joy and you hope, listen, everything down here has bitter disappointment to it eventually. Everything down here has bitter disappointment, and it ends in death. But if in this life only we have hope, we're of all men most miserable. But if our hope is in these things that you're looking at here in this poem, which is nothing but a reflection of the Word of God and His promises, then it picks you up inside and you think, well, they're not there. They do not sleep. And it gives you a joy and a comfort and an inward assurance. And that's what life is all about, to understand that this isn't all there is to life, but there's a whole lot more waiting for us. When you wake in the morning hush. I remember when I would want to go hunting or fishing, and I knew that the next day I was going, and I was going to get to go up the bayou, and I'd get to go up there and hunt squirrels, kill snakes, look for all sorts of things. And in the morning hush, that's just before the dawn, I remember the excitement that I felt. But you know, I'm sure my grandfather felt the same experience. And I'm sure that that mothers who are waiting for their children to come home that particular day, and they haven't seen them in a long time, and the women have grown old, and their children, they don't get to see them much. And I think when they first wake up on that day that the children are going to be there and they haven't seen them in several years, I think there's a morning hush and a time when they wake up and there's an inner peace and joy that lets them know the children, the kids are coming today. I'm going to get to see them. And, I'm sure Theo felt that many times. And when something particularly joyous is going to happen that day, in that morning hush, there's an excitement to waking up that morning. Well, you're not the only one that ever felt that. I'm not the only one that ever felt it. All these people that have gone on before, they felt it. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am the swift, uplifting rush of quiet birds in circling flight. You know, when I drive from Augusta to Batesville, or when I'm on those highways, I think about, and maybe I'll pull over to the side of the road and rest for a few minutes, and I'll listen to the birds as they chirp in the trees there, and I'll see them circle about. And I think about all the hundreds of times that my dad and mother drove back and forth from Augusta to Batesville, and they must have also seen the same experiences and felt the same joy of these birds in circling flight. And then sometimes when I'd see an eagle, and not an eagle but a hawk, and it would be a quiet bird in circling flight, I thought, my father's eyes have seen that. My grandfather's eyes have seen it. My mother's eyes have seen it. And I think, how wonderful it would be if Mom could be here and see all these things again. How wonderful it would be if my grandparents could be here. And then that's the reason I'm thankful for this poem, and it's the reason I'm showing it to you. I've always felt a little sadness that they weren't there. And, you know, it's kind of stupid on my part, because it said, I am not there. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. And so all these things that they experienced in life, I think they're perfectly capable of experiencing now. And most likely in things that I don't know what goes on in heaven, but I'm sure there are things that are a lot more exciting than this. And I'm sure they may be even able, I'm not sure, but they might even be able to see some of these things now. I am the soft starlight at night. I am the soft starlight at night. I remember when back then we didn't have a lot of entertainment, a lot of things. All we had was Jack Benny on the radio and Bob Burns and his bazooka. I suppose I'm dating myself. And Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. And start the morning with hot Ralston, and you surely will agree. It's a warmed-up, filled-up breakfast full of cowboy energy. How's that go? Bum 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 bum. Take a tip from Tom. Go and tell your mom hot Ralston can't be beat. Tom Mix. And so that's all we had were just those radio things. And we'd sit out on the porch and we'd look at the soft starlight at night and we'd see a falling star. And I think when I see that, I think of the times that I sat there and Theo would say, there's a falling star. And I'd look and we'd see it. And I think, you know, how wonderful it would be if they could see that. Well, you know, as I say, the reason I'm glad for this poem, do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. And I'm sure she can see the star starlight at night. And I'm sure that all these attributes that I wish they could see, they probably see them at a much heightened and more enjoyable facet than I do. But all these things are there. And you know, when I thought about this, I thought about your mom, Charlie. And you know, you grew up, you know, and there was lots of things your mom liked and things she liked to see. And do you ever think about stuff like this when you go to a place where you were and you wish your mom could see that or this or that? I do too. We all do. I think it's something that we all think about. And you know, the promises of God are absolutely true. And Joanne's very much alive. And I think sometimes when we get down in the dumps or something and it bothers us a lot, I think we fail to realize that these people are very much alive, and it's all by the power of Christ's resurrection. And my mom knew the Lord as her Savior. My grandparents knew the Lord as their Savior. And all these wonderful things that we look at and we think about, and now that they're gone, we feel like, well, they've been shut off from all that, and how wonderful it would be here if they could see these things I'm seeing with my eyes. I've often thought many, 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 many times as I've driven, if Mom could just see that, if Papa Mike and Theo could just see that, if they could just see what I'm seeing, how wonderful it would be for them, and how stupid I was, because I do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. And Imogene's mom is not there. And she's not asleep. Before she died, just before she died, she called them all together. And she said, I'm dying. And she called them all by name. And she said, goodbye. And boom. But she just transferred from one place to another. So when you hear this old expression, they're better off. You know, sometimes don't misunderstand me. I use the expression. I think it's great, and I'll continue to use it. But sometimes it's almost like, what else can I say? And it's a desperate statement, you know, to get people to perk up. Well, the truth of the matter is, it's the absolute truth. I am the soft starlight at night. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I thank God for that, because all that's based upon the word of the Lord. And, you know, one day, my children, if the Lord doesn't come soon, I'm 64 today, are going to stand at my grave. I hope they don't weep, because I am not there. I do not sleep. And I think the realization that the power of Christ is real, that he does resurrect from the dead, that every one of those who departed this life with their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ are very much alive, very much with him. And I think about Lindell, you know, Thelma, and you had a life with him, and all the things that you go and see now. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about if Lindell could just be here and see this? Do they bring back memories? They do, don't they? And you know that rascal can see. He is not out there. He's not asleep. He's very much alive and very much able to see and taste and touch and feel. I thank God for that. I thank God that he not only resurrects from the dead, but you know, my brother is a Christadelphian. And Jehovah's Witnesses in this area believe about pretty much the same. Jehovah's Witnesses and a few others believe that if you keep a certain covenant relationship with the Lord, and if you do just exactly what you're supposed to do, and you really work and labor hard and you please God, that when he comes back, he'll wake you up. But they believe that when you die, you go to sleep. If you haven't kept that covenant relationship, they don't believe there's a hell. They believe when you die, you go to sleep. They believe that if you've kept this covenant relationship, and oh boy, you've got to really work hard, that when Jesus comes back, if he believes you've kept this covenant relationship, and you've done good works, and you've done this, you've done that, you've been faithful, you've been this, and you don't know when you die, whether you're going to heaven or not. You don't know if he's going to wake you up. But if you've kept it and worked really hard, then they believe when he comes back, he'll wake you up. If in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. Can you imagine how they can worship their God, whoever their God is? Their God is not my God, because my God is a God of life. And from the moment that he gave Blanche Vaughn life, she'll have it forever. And so I'm thankful she had this read. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I think sometimes we lose our gratitude to the Lord. We just lose it. He's not a God who puts great demands on you. He's a God who asks you to believe he has the power of resurrection, and that power is in his Son. And when you put your faith in a Son that died for you and was resurrected from the dead, you don't ever have to worry about going to sleep or being separated from God. Never. Brother John Mills, would you dismiss us?